attention. This has been our best year ever, thanks to Do It All For You, Dolly. And I think we should give a special thanks to the people responsible for our record-breaking sales, our Midwest marketing and distribution team, Scott Calvin and Susan Perry.
Let's hear it for them. Come on.
Susan, darling, come on up here. Aren't they adorable? Say a few words.
Thank you very much. This was really a team effort, and I would just want to thank every one of you individually.
But we don't have time for that, do we? In all seriousness, here at B&R Toys, we're not just about making a profit and quality toys. We're also about families. But our families aren't here with us right now. It's probably why Johnson's secretary is sitting in his lap. You guys have a great party, have a great year. Drive safe. Thanks very much.
Aren't they wonderful?
Laura, I was hoping to catch you before you left your house.
I ran real late today. You wouldn't believe the traffic out here.
Yeah, save you! And that's not very ladylike.
Anyway, I'll try to get to my house as soon as I can. Oh, there's the problem right there. Three-car pileup.
I'm really going to be late.
All right, let's go.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Neil.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, do you want to come in for a minute?
Neil's waiting in the car, so.
Why doesn't he come in?
Because, Daddy, he says you'll just end up saying something snotty.
Not necessarily. Could be rude or sarcastic. Whatever it takes.
See? I gotta go.
Come on. Come on. Christmas Eve. Just for a minute.
Watch those steps. They're real slippery.
Told you.
So.
Well.
You going to your mom's for dinner?
Actually, we're going to be with Neil's family.
Ah, Christmas at the Pound.
Oh! Aren't that many presents over there?
Well, that's because Santa isn't here yet.
Neil doesn't believe in Santa.
Well, Neil's head comes to a point.
He's smart. He's a doctor.
He's not a doctor. He's a psychiatrist. I think your co-doctor's sticking around, aren't you?
I'll be right there. Just a sec. I just want to...
Did that church tell Charlie there was no Santa Claus?
What? No. Oh, Charlie came home from school the other day in tears because some big kid told him there was no such thing as Santa. And you know, Neil, well, he sat him down and...
He told him that there was a Santa Claus.
Well, all he said was that Santa was more like a feeling, you know, more like a state of mind than a person.
Kind of like Neil. And who gave you permission to tell Charlie there's no Santa Claus? I think if we're going to destroy our son's illusions, I should be a part of it.
Yeah, but you're never around.
Oh, please.
Listen, all we are trying to do is give Charlie a firm grasp on reality.
That's a good idea. You don't want kids running around using their imaginations.
Oh, yeah. This is from the guy responsible for the do-it-all-for-you dolly.
Leave her out of this.
Don't you burp me. Don't you change me.
Why do guys always have to fight?
I swear we're not fighting. It's your mom singing. Sounds a lot like fighting, doesn't it? Cats, even. The trouble is, Neil and your mom They don't believe in Santa because they were real naughty, which is why they'll probably get lumps of coal in their stockings.
I don't know. It's just kind of babies to believe in that kind of stuff.
What are you talking about? I believe in Santa Claus. I'm not a baby.
Well,
maybe it is time you left. We don't want to keep Dr. Pinhead waiting.
Come here. Do I gotta stay?
Listen, you and your daddy are gonna have a great Christmas, okay?
Will you pick me up tomorrow?
Of course.
Early?
Yes.
We're talking sun up, you're here.
You'll be fine. Oh, Merry Christmas, Charlie. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
You be a good boy. Okay?
Bye, Mom.
4 hours?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Your Christmas will be perfect
like
with our beef
and
roasted turkey,
know,
with its own built-in turkey timer.
Where those treetops listen.
And now we return to the most cherished of Christmas movies, Miracle on 34th Street, starring Natalie Wood and John Payne.
Exactly why you want a high-quality fire extinguisher right in the kitchen.
Those flames were really big, Dad.
Yeah, turkey's funny that way.
Dad!
Hey. It's done. You like Oso Buco, Charlie? They're closed.
You know, Neil's a real good cook.
Yeah, and you should see him walk on water.
You don't like him very much, do you, Dad?
Charlie, yeah, I was joking, okay? I'm sorry. I'm just kidding around. I like him all. Sure, I like him. You know, there's just something about him that makes me want to...
lash out irrationally?
Where did you hear that?
From Neil. I learn a lot from him. He listens to me.
Yeah. And he charges you for it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right. Denny's. It's always open.
I don't want to eat here.
What are you talking about? Everybody likes Denny's. It's an American institution.
Are you with Hatsutashi?
No.
Dad wants the turkey.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Come on. Right over there?
Thank you.
There we go.
Burn a turkey?
Coffee?
No, thank you, Judy. What do you say we start out with cold glasses of a delicious seasonal favorite, eggnog?
I don't like eggnog.
We're out.
Coffee, decaf.
Mm-hmm.
All chocolate milk, please.
We're out.
Plain milk's fine.
Okay.
At least we know they got hot apple pie.
We did.
Mm-hmm. This is nice. And Mama on her kerchief, and I am my cat. I just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, but miniature sleigh and St. Nick and the heaven prancer and dancer enough to say to all, good night.
What's that?
What's what?
A rose such a bladder.
It's not a ladder. I said a rose such a clatter. It means came a big noise.
What?
Charlie, a rose is a word that means it came, and clatter is a big noise. Please go to sleep. Shut your eyes.
How do reindeer fly? They don't have any wings.
Fairy dust?
That's in Peter Pan, Dad.
Horns.
Antlers.
Whatever. Their antlers give them, you know, there's a slipstream effect. The air go, if they move fast, they're weightless.
But if Santa's so fat, how do you get down the chimneys?
He sucks it in like Grandpa.
But what about people who don't have fireplaces? How does he get into their house?
Charlie, sometimes believing in something means you just believe in it. Santa uses reindeer to fly because that's how he has to get around.
But you do believe in Santa, right, Dad?
And of course I believe in Santa. Please go to sleep.
Dad?
What is it, Charlie?
Maybe you better leave some cookies and milk out. Just in case, okay?
Great. I'll just go preheat the oven.
And don't forget the fire extinguisher.
Good night, Charlie. Charlie?
There, a clatter!
Charlie, what are you talking about?
You know, it came a big noise. It's coming from outside.
Charlie, it's just the wind or something. Come on, let's go back to bed. Somebody's on the roof.
Maybe it's Santa.
Not now, Charlie. I want you to sit here, and I want you to stay right there. Charlie, do you know how to call 911?
Sure, 911.
Yeah, great. Stay there. Hey, you!
What's up? Oh!
Whoa, whoa! You should just stay still.
Perfect.
You got him!
Charlie, stay where you are. Charlie, would you listen to me? Stay up there.
Cheers, Santa. You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
He's got some ID on him, I bet. Fella, if you can hear me, I'm just looking for your identification. Once you figure out who you are, I'll give you a lift back to the mall. If something should happen to me, put on my suit. The reindeer will know what to do. Yeah, right.
disappeared. Whoa.
He's naked somewhere.
You can put on the suit like the car, Dad.
No.
Are you?
No.
Come on, Dad. I want to go, too.
Stop it, Charlie. We're not going anywhere.
You'd never do what I want to do.
Would you please be quiet for a minute so I can figure this out? Reindeer up on the roof. Santa suit laying on the ground. Guy fell. Not my fault. Reindeer on the roof. That is hard to explain.
It's a ladder.
Where the hell did this come from?
Look here, Dad. The Rosechuck Ladder Company.
Huh?
Out by the roof, there's a Rosechuck Ladder. Just like a poem.
Just like the poem? Charlie, come on down from there.
Charlie, get down from there!
Dad! You gotta see this!
Don't touch anything.
It's great!
I'm just gonna call the police. I'll carry the stuff up there. Let them deal with it, okay?
Whoa. This guy was huge.
Dad, you see?
Charlie? Charlie! Stay away from those things. They're reindeer. You don't know where they've been. They all look like they've got key Lyme disease.
Oof. Easy, Rudolph. Excuse me, Comet.
Dad, check out Santa's sleigh.
There's no such thing as Santa's sleigh.
Sure there is. You said you believe in Santa, right?
I did. I do.
What about the reindeer? These are Santa's reindeer, aren't they?
I hope not. These are, a gift. Probably from the cable company. We're getting the Disney Channel now. Merry Christmas. Now, hop out of it, please.
I don't want to go.
Listen, Charlie,
I'm not kidding. Let's go!
Made good time. Now what do we do?
Get the bag of toys.
And do what?
Go down the chimney.
Down the chimney.
You want me to take the toys down the chimney into a strange house in my underwear?
No. Gotta put the suit on first.
You know what we're gonna do is we're gonna get out of here because this whole thing is stupid.
How come everything I want to do is stupid?
I didn't say that. Freezing my nubs off out here. You want me to get the Santa costume? Which is great. Santa costume. This thing, you never know where it's been. Ooh. 1,000 miles. Well, I hope you're happy, Comet. Hope you're happy. But most of all, I hope the guy that lives here is a tailor. Nice coat. Well,
how do I look? Nice?
You've got sash.
You're right. This completes the ensemble. All right. Got my boots. Now I've got the suit on. How am I supposed to know what to leave?
Maybe there's a list.
A list? How silly of me. Of course there's a list.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Ah!
I'm okay.
Whoa! I'm flying!
It's okay, I'm used to it. I lived through the 60s.
Whoa.
We gotta go home. How do you start this thing?
Just like that!
Whoa! This could be a really long night.
Do it again, Dad. Please.
I can't. The thing's empty. There's nothing in the bag. Even if there was, didn't you notice there's no chimney? Where there's no chimney, there's no fireplace. Are you growling at me? Look, Comet, like I said, there is nothing left. That's so weird, because I know when I did the... No.
No! Hold it! There's no chimney here! Can you hear me? No chimney, all right?
You have got to be kidding.
Come on, look at the size of this thing.
Weird. Ow. Scott Calvin.
How come your clothes are so baggy?
Because Santa is watching his saturated fats.
How come you don't have a beard?
Because I shaved. Do you want this doll or not? Go back to sleep.
You're supposed to drink the milk.
Look, I am lactose intolerant. And I am just about this close to taking all those presents back to the chimney with me. Supposed to drink that milk. Shut your eyes. No!
How do you get inside a fireplace?
I don't know. One just kind of appeared.
Awesome!
Clouds over here, aren't they pretty? Charlie!
We're done, Comet.
Ho, ho, ho.
Back to the house. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. When I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan. No, it's not okay. Hey, does this look like home to you guys? No. Hey. Where are you going? Come back here.
Kid, who's in charge here?
You are. And I'm not a kid. I have pointy shoes that are older than you. No.
I mean, you guys. Or you girls. Who gives the orders? Who's your boss?
You are.
No. Who's the head elf?
You are.
Hey, who's causing all the trouble around here?
She is.
Excuse me, are we on a coffee break?
We don't drink coffee.
Then I guess the break is over. Back to work, thanks.
Take it easy on her, will you? Who are you?
I'm Bernard. Nice to meet you, Santa.
I'm not Santa. I've had a rough night. There's been dogs barking, guns going off. Look, my back's killed me. If you ever try to shove a sea kayak down a chimney, I'm tired of the small talk.
The other Santa disappeared, right?
Wait a minute. Hey, I know where this is going. It wasn't my fault. The other guy fell. It was an accident. I've got homeowner's insurance and a good attorney. Not as good as my wife's, but let's not open up that wound. Hold on a minute. Whoa. How did you know the other guy was gone?
Can I get you a drink?
No, I don't want a drink.
I'm thirsty. And hungry, too.
Charlie, I thought I told you to stay in the sleigh.
Who's this?
What is it? This is my son, Charlie. I'm sorry, Charlie, this is...
Bernard.
Bernard.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi, sport.
My daddy called me sports, like you.
Wonderful.
Hey, you know what? I got something for you. Okay. Now hold out your hand, all right? Now, be very careful. This is very old, just like me. Check it up, Charlie.
Huh.
Why don't you hold on to it for me for a while? It might come in handy.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I promise I'll take real good care of it.
Make sure you do.
I will. Hey, Dad, look!
Fabulous Paul.
Hey, Barabbas.
Bernard.
Can we take a direct flight back to reality, or do we have to change planes in Denver?
Oh, Larry, take Charlie here and get him some chow.
No, Larry, don't do that. Charlie?
He'll be okay. Follow me. You want to get out of those clothes.
Look, Barnaby, I just want to go home.
I am not Santa Claus.
Ah. Did you or did you not read the card?
Yeah, I read the card.
Then you're the new Santa. In putting on the hat and jacket, you accepted the contract.
What contract?
The card in the Santa suit. You said you read it, right? So when you put on the suit, he fell subject to the Santa Claus. Here.
The Santa Claus? Oh, you mean the guy that fell off my roof?
No. Not Santa Claus, the person. Santa Claus, the clause.
What?
Look, you're a businessman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A clause, as in the last line of a contract. You got the card? Okay, look. The Santa Claus. And putting on the suit and entering the sleigh, the wearer waives any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
It's ridiculous. I never put on a suit, you're the...
Try to understand this. Let me explain something to you, okay? Toys have to be delivered. I'm not going to do it. It's not my job. I'm just an elf. It's Santa's job, but Santa fell off the roof. Your roof. You read the card. You put on the suit that clearly falls under the Santa Claus, so now you're Santa, okay?
A question.
What?
When can I get out of here?
Dad, you got to see this place.
You leave tomorrow morning. You have 11 months to get your affairs in order, and you're due back here Thanksgiving.
I'm not coming back here on Thanksgiving.
I'll shift the list to your house.
What list?
Come on, look. A list. It's making a list.
Tracking it twice.
You're gonna find out tonight, tonight.
Look, you put a P next to the kids who are nice and a C next to the naughty ones.
P and C?
Yeah. C for present, C for school, right, Bernard?
Right. Wait a minute, how do I know who's good and bad?
You'll know.
What if I don't want to do this?
Don't even kid about a thing like that.
Why not? What if I don't buy into this Santa Claus thing? What if I choose not to believe it?
Then there would be millions of disappointed children around the world. You see, children hold the spirit of Christmas within their hearts. You wouldn't want to be responsible for killing the spirit of Christmas, now would you? Santa?
Judy will take you to your room. Get out of the suit. It needs to be cleaned.
And taken in.
Then get some sleep. We've got a lot of work to do and only a year in which to do it.
Judy?
Santa?
Scott Calvin.
Follow me.
I'll just take the next train.
Dad, come on!
Charlie!
Come on, Dad!
Charlie, wait up! Oh.
Can I get you anything? The kitchen's always open.
What a stiff drink.
You some sleep. Here are your pajamas. I'll be right back. I brought you some cocoa.
Oh, thanks.
My own recipe. Took me 1,200 years to get it right.
1,200 years?
That's right.
You know, I must say, you look pretty good for your age.
Thanks, but I'm seeing someone in wrapping.
This is good. This is really good.
Not too hot. Extra chocolate. Shaken, not stirred. You look distressed.
Distressed? I'm way past distressed.
What is that?
I'm talking to an elf. And I stopped believing in Santa Claus a long time ago.
That's not surprising. Most grown-ups can't believe in magic. It just sort of grows out of them.
Look, you're a nice little elf.
Thanks.
But this is a dream. I mean, this is fabulous. Is that a polar bear directing traffic down there? I see it, but I don't believe it.
You're missing the point.
What is the point?
Seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. Kids don't have to see this place to know that it's here. They just know. Well, you should get some rest. Good night, sir.
Start shaking,
get up,
Charlie.
Get up.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay. Get go make some
out.
Coffee.
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
attack?
Yeah, just fine, just fine.
Are you having a heart attack? I know CPR.
SC.
Yeah, Santa Claus. Hey, same initials as your name, Dad. Scott Calvin.
What? I don't know.
Judy gave them to you.
Judy, really?
Who?
Up in the North Pole.
Oh, one of Santa's little helpers.
Last night, Dad and me went with the flying reindeer. It was really neat, Mom. Dad was Santa, and Larry showed me the workshop. You know where they make all the toys?
Gee, thanks for keeping his feet on the ground.
You bet.
Honey, you can wait in the car for a minute, okay? I'll be right there.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Dad. Thanks for a great night at the North Pole.
So, what have you been telling him?
Nothing. It's just, I had this really strange dream, and I must have told him all about it. Wait.
Charlie.
Scott.
Hi, Dad.
Nice jammies.
Thanks. About what you said in the house, who showed you the workshop?
The elf.
How'd I get the pajamas?
I told you, Judy.
Oh, wait, wait. Judy was the name of the waitress at the restaurant last night.
Some waitress gave you pajamas.
What's this all about?
Dad took me to the North Pole, and Larry showed me the workshop.
The North Pole?
Yeah, Dad's the new Santa. The regular Santa fell off the roof, and Dad put on the suit.
Charlie, we'll discuss this at home.
Claus. Santa Claus. It's just a dream.
Stuff like that doesn't happen. It was a dream. Come on. I don't even wear pajamas. Normally I sleep naked. Buck naked. Ha!
Morning, Mrs. McGloin. Mary Catherine.
I slept.
Sometimes. Boxer shorts, you know.
So remember, kids. There is nothing more painful than third-degree burns.
Well, thank you, Fireman O'Hara. And I think the whole class will join me in saying sorry about your partner. Well, perhaps this is a good time to bring up the psychiatrist. Charlie, would you like to introduce your, Dr. Miller?
How's Dad go first?
Well, if that's how you feel, Charlie, that's how he feels, Neil. Come on. Nice sweater, buddy.
This is my dad, Scott Calvin. He's got a really neat job.
Thank you, Charlie.
My dad is Santa Claus.
Oh, boy. I think what he means is I'm like Santa Claus. We're both giving. We're both jolly, and we both work very hard one day a year.
Not what I mean, Dad. Look, on Christmas Eve, my dad threw Santa off the roof.
Santa disappeared, and my dad took his place. Charlie.
Then I went with him to deliver all the presents. Then the reindeer flew up to the North Pole, where the head elf, Bernard, gave me this.
Look, I work for a toy company. I deliver toys all over the country. So, in a way, I'm like Santa Claus. Yes, sweetheart.
Do you make the toys?
No, stupid. The elves do.
Bobby, we don't say stupid. And we don't say elves. They're little people.
No, but they really are elves.
Whatever, honey.
Which one's your favorite reindeer? Comet.
I don't have a favorite.
So, let me get this straight, Santa.
You mean, when I grow up, if I want to be Santa Claus, all I gotta do is push you off a roof?
Laura, he said that. He said it was the best Christmas he ever
had. Oh, big surprise. What do you think?
It's just nice to hear it from him. Is that a problem with you?
All right. So.
May I speak, please? I am a doctor.
No, he's not. He's a psychiatrist.
Please. Go ahead, Dr. Miller.
Well, I guess we know who's the teacher's pet.
Scott! Oh, grow up.
The reason we're here is that this is far more serious than a boy believing or not believing in Santa Claus.
That's right, because Charlie thinks that this whole thing actually happened.
Scott, what was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
We shared a bowl of sugar and some shots of brown liquor. Played with my shotguns. Field dressed a cat. Looked for women.
I read him a book.
What book?
Hollywood Wives. The night before Christmas, folks, come on.
And did you go to the North Pole?
This is ridiculous. I don't have time for this.
Ridiculous or not, Scott. For Charlie, this isn't some dream. It is real. You need to sit down with Charlie. Explain to him you are not Santa Claus.
Let the bear in the North Pole, Dad.
Charlie, I already told you, we did not go to the North Pole. That was a dream.
You're in denial, Dad.
Denial? You don't even know what that means.
Well, you are. I know what happened.
How do you know that? How? You don't have any proof.
Proof?
Why can't we both think of it as just a great dream and forget about it?
What about this? Remember all the neat stuff inside?
Charlie, this is a toy.
We used to make things like this at work, but no one bought them.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I know who you are, Dad. You'll figure it out soon enough. There are a lot of kids that believe in you. You can't let them down.
Charlie, you're wrong. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Where is he?
Well, he could be in his room, jumping up and down on his bed, wearing a red hat and galoshes.
I don't care what Neil's doing. Where's Charlie?
Oh, I see. Well, if you can't be Father of the Year, why not be Father Christmas, huh?
Charlie, it's just not logical. How can one man, in one night, visit all the children of the world?
Not everyone celebrates Christmas. And I think there's some sort of time continuum that breaks down what time's in the sleigh.
What about fireplaces? A lot of people don't have them. How does Santa visit those people?
He turns into jello and the fireplace kind of appears and goes through it like this.
What about the reindeer? Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Hey, Neil. Hi, sport.
Hi, Dad.
You want to take a walk? I want to talk to you.
Sure. I've got my coat.
Good. Hustle up.
Scott, can I have a minute?
Sure.
I think Charlie is conflicted at the moment.
Wow. Really? Boy. Appreciate your analysis. I really do. Boy, you got more important things to worry about, you know. Like, where are you going to get more sweaters after the circus pulls out of town?
Scott, I mean, you're not listening. We are very concerned about this.
Concerned about what?
If Charlie's spending time with you is the best thing for him. You were right about the sweater.
Do you think by next year I'll be big enough to drive the sleigh all by myself?
No.
But I've been practicing.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, Charlie. Hold on a second. We've got to talk about the Santa Claus thing. Charlie, there is no...
Now what, Dad?
There's no reason why we have to tell anybody about the North Pole.
Why not?
Well, sometimes some things, big things, should remain unsaid. Like between two people.
Oh, you mean like a secret?
Yes. Like a secret. Let's keep it secret.
How come?
Because of Mom and Neil. Not just because of them. Their school. Everybody thinks, well, it's not important what they think. It... That is $5, honey. This is something I really want you to do for me, Sport. I want to keep this secret. Will you do that? Please?
Okay, Dad.
All right. Great. You don't have to worry about the Santa Claus thing anymore.
So when I get the $5?
The scale. Ah!
Excuse me.
I'll have a field green salad and oh my God.
Calvin.
Sorry, the dry cleaner in my neighborhood went up in smoke, some big chemical fire, all my clothes, poop, gone.
God, your weight. What happened?
Bee sting. Evidently, I'm allergic. Almost killed me. But the guy at the emergency room says the swelling will go down. I hope. So, did I miss anything?
No, we were just about to order lunch.
Great! I'm starving.
A salad and iced tea and dressing on the side.
Pasta and tomatoes. And very light on the oil. Can you do that?
And I'll have a Caesar, no dressing. And one of those homemade cookies, the warm chocolate chip, no nuts. And a little slice of cheesecake, creme brulee, and hot fudge sundae. Extra hot fudge. On the side.
Anything to drink?
Ice cold milk.
Stung by a bee, Scott?
A big bee?
Finished? Okay, now remember, this is just a storyboard, but here is our preliminary total tank TV spot. Okay, now we've got Santa, he's up in the North Pole, he's getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Problem?
It's just a little thing. The elves?
What about the elves?
They look so funny.
Well, they're supposed to look funny. They're elves.
Just my opinion. Can't they look a little younger? With silver specks on their cheeks?
Can we continue here?
Okay.
Now this year, Santa's not going out in a sleigh. This time, he's going total tank.
Wait a minute. No way. No way Santa's going anywhere without his sleigh.
He would if he's trying to sell the total tank.
Well, isn't that a pretty picture?
Santa rolling down the block in a Panzer.
Well, kids, I certainly hope you've been good this year, because it looks like Santa just took out the Pearson home. Incoming!
Oh.
And another thing, what about the reindeer? Reindeer and Santa and a reindeer, it's kind of a package deal.
Calvin.
You don't believe in Santa, do you?
Calvin, can we get back to the presentation?
We're not done yet. Since we've opened this box, have any of you tried to build the total tent? It's got 10,000 parts, and even if you do get it together, it breaks 10 minutes later. Then you got to spend more money just to buy new parts.
Well, I thought that was the whole point.
No. What we got to do is develop a basic, simple, inexpensive toy that will nurture a child's creative thinking.
Calvin.
Here, try the brown one.
Can I see you outside a minute? I don't know what's happening to you. You're starting to look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You're falling apart.
I know. I don't know what came over me.
Well, just get some help, you know? You should see a doctor, a shrink, a dietitian, anything. Just get some help.
Over here and check your pulse.
All right. Okay.
Well, nuts. Oh, no, your pulse is great. I don't know, Scott. You're as healthy as a horse.
Yeah. Clydesdale.
Okay, look, so what? You put on a little weight.
A little weight? Does this look like a little weight to you?
Weight can fluctuate from year to year.
Fluctuate? You make it sound like I'm retaining water.
I've gained 45 pounds in a week.
Pete, what's happening to me?
Well, what's your diet like?
Milk and cookies.
Really?
But I don't finish all the milk.
Well, then there is your problem. Just try to cut back on the sweets, okay? Anything else?
Yeah. How fast does hair grow? Facial hair.
What?
I shave in the morning, in the afternoon, I look like this.
Well, it could be a hormonal imbalance.
That would explain the mood swings.
Mood swings?
Yeah, but look at my hair, it's turning gray.
Well, it's middle age, buddy, it happens. And with that body, you should be thankful you have hair. Look, if it bothers you, you can diet, and you should diet. just kidding. Okay, up with the shirt. Let's take a listen to the old ticker. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, it's cool. This probably looks pretty odd, doesn't it? These kids lined up all by themselves.
Scott, I think it's safe to say you're taking the Santa thing to an unhealthy level. Here's my card. Call me.
Scott,
I really have to tell you that this is beginning to scare me. I never in my wildest, well, no, okay, maybe my wildest, but certainly never in my normal dreams. But then Mrs. Scott, we're talking
Laura,
about it.
Laura, good point.
I never thought you would stoop to changing your physical appearance in order to make Charlie like you. Do you have any concept of how dangerous this is to
whoa.
A little boy?
Whoa, how dangerous?
What's the matter? Come on, Charlie, we're going home.
You let him stay. I'll go.
You don't get your act together, Scott. So help me. I will do.
Hi. I got a delivery for SC. USC?
Scott Calvin, that's me.
Sign here, please. Thanks. I'll get your packages.
Packages?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Great. I'll leave the door open. Just leave them inside here.
Will do.
You know, I knew it. I knew that something was going on. I can't believe is that he would go behind our backs all this time, confusing Charlie again. Just, what are we supposed to do?
Well, there's one obvious alternative. Annie, nice.
Beep.
Johnny, naughty.
Johnny, wait up.
Gary, nice. Veronica, very nice.
In your dreams, playboy.
I'm in big trouble. Mm-hmm.
Charlie, do you mind if I talk to you for a minute?
It's okay, honey. Come on.
We won't be long.
Are we doing the right thing, Neil?
Something needs to shake Scott.
Yeah, but to take away his visitation rights...
Honey, the man is delusional.
Okay. So maybe I'm having second thoughts. Kind of. I mean, what was so bad about Charlie believing in Santa?
Well, he's a little old. Oh, come on, Laura. Don't you remember when you stopped believing in Santa Claus?
I was Charlie's age, I guess. I wrote Santa a letter every week that year. Well, I mean, okay, you know, maybe not every week, but... Boy, I really wanted a mystery day game. Do you remember those? No, of course you don't. You know, no one does. I don't even think they make them anymore, but... Well, anyway,
Christmas morning came and... Oh, I got dozens of presents. Oh, I got everything. Except mystery date.
I was 3. And it was an Oscar Mayer weenie whistle. Christmas came. No weenie whistle. And that's when I stopped believing.
You were 3?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Where's Charlie? I want to talk to him.
He's with the judge.
Dad! It's all okay. I told the judge everything about you and the North Pole.
After reviewing all of your testimonies, I've come to a very difficult decision. I'm sorry to do this in light of the holiday season, but in the best interest of the child, I'm granting the petition of Dr. and Mrs. Miller. Mr. Kelvin, as of today, all of your visitation rights are suspended, pending a hearing after the first of the year.
Not supposed to be here.
Don't make me beat you up, Neil.
Oh, would Santa really beat someone up?
I'm this close.
So you still believe you're Santa?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Of course you are, Dad. How can you say that? Think of all those kids.
The only kid I'm thinking about is you.
Dad, I'm fine. You can't let them down. They don't believe in you.
Charlie, listen.
You listen! You think you know who he is? You don't!
Charlie, honey, listen. You're confused.
I know exactly who he is.
Charlie, he's not Santa.
He is too, Santa! We went to the North Pole together. I saw it. The elves are real old, even though they look like me. Bernard called me Spork, because he knew everything. Right, Dad? Remember!
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Love you, Dad.
Could you guys leave us alone for a minute? I mean, so I can say goodbye to him properly. I better go.
I'll get my stuff.
Wait, Spork, wait. I think it's a much better idea if you stayed here with your mom.
I want to be with you, Dad.
Boy, I love hearing you say that.
You mean I can go?
Boy, this bird is dry. Haven't you people heard about basting?
Bernard!
Hiya, Spork.
Okay with me.
Charlie, Charlie, Scott,
our perpetrator. Scott Calvin, 38 years old, believes himself to be Santa Claus. Ladies and gentlemen, this one's not going to be easy to find.
Won't the bright red suit and beard give him away?
Charlie's got some great ideas on how to keep you safe.
Santa, this is Quentin, head of research and development.
Quentin, good to meet you.
Hello, Santa. Charlie and I put our heads together, and I think we've got a few surprises for you.
This is some of the best stuff that's come out of the workshop since the ball.
Fabulous.
What happens if I fall off the roof?
Is this the most current photo you have? Hold on.
Hello?
Mom?
Oh, Charlie. Oh, my God. Honey, how are you? Where are you? Are you okay?
I'm fine. We're up at the North Pole.
Charlie, are you sure you're okay?
I'm terrific. I'm helping Yale's build a new sleigh. We're trying for a vertical takeoff. Well, gotta go. Yale's need me.
No, Charlie, wait. No, don't hang up the phone, honey. Charlie, don't...
Fireplaces will no longer be a problem.
It's a new fabric. Completely flame retardant. It's light, yet durable.
And you can wear the jumpsuit under your coat and pants.
But what do I do if I fall off a roof?
We'll cordon off a 3-block radius around Dr. Miller's house. Now, Calvin is to be apprehended unharmed. And remember, he'll probably be dressed like Santa Claus.
Santa, did you make the card? It's a nice rope. This in case they fall off the roof. Comet, this means a lot to me. Thanks, buddy.
Take your time.
Turn to your right. Hello?
No. Charlie, stay in your seat.
I gotta show you this. Radar cam and jingle bell. No screen. DC pan alert and an air freshener.
Wow.
And most important of all, your hat.
My hat?
With two-way radio. The microphone's in here. It connects you directly to Judy.
Wait a minute, what's this?
Oh, that's a CD.
Compact disc.
No, cookie cocoa dispenser. Let's hope it comes out nice and hot. And out pops the cookie.
How could I have done this without you, Charlie?
You couldn't.
This year.
Well, thank you very much. You've grown too. You're a very good girl this year.
But I'll let you go back to sleep, okay? I think the milk's a little sour.
It's soy milk.
Huh?
You said you're lactose intolerant.
I did say that, didn't I? Thanks for remembering. Go to sleep. Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Look! There's Mom in the other street. Can we go there next?
Sure.
I made something for them at the workshop.
Freeze!
Oh, you officers really gave me a start. Merry Christmas, guys.
Not for you, fat boy.
Fat boy?
Guys.
Nice and easy now.
Guys, I got a lot of work to do. This is a big mistake. Really, you should get to watch the suit, too. This is so old. It's an antique, you know.
Where's the boy?
He's in the sleigh.
Got Calvin. We're bringing him out.
Santa, are you okay? Over. Over. Santa, are you all right?
Santa?
It'll be okay, kids.
Let him go! Let Santa go!
Honey, I'm sure Charlie's fine.
We've got a problem. Santa is at the Millers, but he's not responding.
Well, time to deploy ELFS.
I know you're Scott Calvin. You know you're Scott Calvin. So let's make this simple. I say name, you say Scott Calvin. Name?
Chris Kringle.
Name?
Santa Claus.
Name?
Père Noël. Babbo Natale. Père's Nicole.
Papa Gigio.
Okay, Calvin. Maybe a couple hours in the tank will change your mind.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Don't worry. We're the good guys. Come on, let's go save Santa.
Santa, the police are watching this place.
Yeah, they probably are. But you see, we weren't figuring on walking out the front door. We find that we can get around a lot faster if we fly. Now, grab hold of my hand and hang on tight. And Charlie?
Yeah.
Don't ever try this without Elle's supervision.
Oh, get it.
And we're looking for Santa Claus?
Go home, kids. Visiting hours are over.
We're not kids. And we're not visiting.
We're here to bust up my dad.
You're the cowboy boy. Who are these other kids?
We're your worst nightmare. Elves with attitude.
You have that donut.
Untie me. I mean it.
Untie. Come on. Firm.
Charlie.
Are you okay, Dad?
I am now.
How'd you do that?
Tinsel. Not just for decoration.
Hey, excuse me. Can I get some of that tinsel?
Charlie.
It's okay, Laura.
Actually, I think it's a much better idea that you stay here with your mom and Neil.
Really?
But, Dad...
No buts, Charlie. I can't be selfish. I can't be with you all the time. We're a family. You, me, your mom... and Neil... And they need to be with you, too.
I miss you too much.
Come here a minute. Listen to me. Come on, listen. There's a lot of kids out there, okay? Millions of kids. And they all believe in me. They're counting on me, Charlie, and I'm not going to let them down. I got a lot of work to do.
So I can't be selfish either.
You gave me a wonderful gift, Charlie. Listen, a wonderful gift. You believed in me when nobody else did. You helped make me Santa. Selfish. Come on. You're the least selfish person I know.
I love you, Santa Claus.
I love you, son. It's okay. Laura, what do you think? Christmas Eve, I swim with Charlie.
God. It's you. It really is you. You really are Santa Claus.
Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, my God.
And your parents thought I'd never amount to anything.
Oh, wait. And don't go yet. I have something for you. Santa.
Scott. Neil?
Santa?
It's okay, Neil.
It's my Christmas present for you. It's the custody papers. And I want you to come and see Charlie as often as you can.
You can count on it. Thanks, Laura. Merry Christmas.
What's all this boo-hooing going on here? Hey, how are you doing?
It's nothing, Bernard. I'm just saying goodbye to Charlie.
Well, goodbye. Charlie, you still got the glass ball, right?
Yeah.
Well, all you got to do is shake it whenever you want to see your dad.
Really?
He can come back to see you anytime, day or night. Hey, have I ever steered you wrong? Nice sweater. Hey, did we make this?
Laura? He's sucking us into his delusions. Look at the elaborate measures he's taken.
Neil, relax. I'll explain it to you later.
Where'd he go?
Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
That's okay, Neil. You're just denying your inner child.
You'll make a great psychiatrist one day, kid.
No. I think I'm going to go into the family business.
Look out below!
A weenie whistle.
Charlie, time to come inside.
Mom's stupid ball's not working. Shoot.
Hey, sport.
Dad!
You missed me already? I've been gone, 10 minutes? Give me a break. I was on my way to Cleveland. Come here, give me a hug. Oh. Do you want to go for a quick ride?
Yeah.
course, it's up to your mom.
Please, Mom?
Go on, get out of here.
All right. Hold on. On our way.
Bye, Mom!
Just a quick one. And not over any ocean, Scott.
Gone away, but Christmas will return, and joyful hearts.